Me ready football podcast. It's been ready for about 2 weeks, but great Stefan Hausen has been busy on other networks. I'm David Lawson here to catch you all up on the great analysis of what's been going on in the World Cup. What's going on, Stefan?
I'm good, man. It has been a busy couple of weeks for me, yes, but that has nothing to do with the fact that we've not done this podcast. We're just too ingrained in our own lives, and your time difference makes it so hard.
Well, you can always swim across the Pacific, break COVID protocols, and you can do this at any time.
I'll think about it. Maybe for the next one.
All right. So what do I have planned for this one? I have two or three questions for you. You don't know what they are. You have two or three questions for me. But I want to start off on the top because my pick for the World Cup is not going to win the World Cup. There's zero chance for that. Because, and how do I know this? It's because they're on a plane back home. I picked Germany to win. People didn't believe me. Thought maybe I was trolling. People didn't think it was a true pick, etc. I really thought Germany was going to win the World Cup. I thought they had the best team. Everything statistically. I liked the way they played. I saw them in the Nations League, so maybe that was a little bit close to home. I thought they were the best team. No, it doesn't look so... Right, but
yeah,
I'm here to defend my pick.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we did our preview for the World Cup in September, your top five did not actually include Germany. So the fact that you came up before the tournament and you had suddenly jettisoned Germany to the top of your list, I thought a lot of people thought you were being a little bit disingenuous. But no, you genuinely thought it. We discussed it even off air that you thought Germany had a very good chance of winning this World Cup. You actually believed in them. You thought they had the best team. You thought management-wise they were good and they're playing good football. But this World Cup, you know, it's been fairly interesting so far, and it's even more interesting because of the fact that Germany are going home in the first round once again.
Because going into it, when I'm doing all the analysis and stuff, it just seems so clear. And I've always, you know, and when it's clear, sometimes it's not means it's shady. Because I look at Germany's team, they have three center backs that are highly rated, right? They have fullbacks that are highly rated. They have goalkeepers that are highly rated. They have midfielders highly rated. They have attackers that are highly rated. They have experience. They have players all over, right? That play at the highest level, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to it, the fact remains that they just didn't get it done, and I just don't understand why. I personally think that they were unlucky. I really and truly think, right? And also in that little bit of rant, I wanted to say, they also have the intangibles. Like you look at, they have speed, they have height, they have physicality, they have ball possession skills. They can play three at the back, they can play four at the back. Nobody really plays four at the back. They really play two at the back with someone dropping in and the fullback heading forward. There's really like a 2-1, but you get what I'm saying. They have all of those things. They have technical ability. They can play one touch. Everything is there, right? And I do think they're unlucky. I felt like they were better than Japan in the first half. They should have won that game. They had, just like Spain, Japan hit them with a 10-minute flurry, and ended up winning the fight. Against Spain in the first half, they were outplayed. In the second half, they were much better. Deserved a draw against a good team, and they beat Costa Rica. It's just weird to me that, to me, I think they're going home. It has less to do with them and more to do with, and this might sound primitive, it just really had to do with a lot to do with luck. They were very unlucky, and that's what I think. But I know you might have disagreements or whatever. Why do you think Germany is going home?
I'll push back on that a little bit. I don't think the squad is as good as you think it is. For instance, you just said that they have top-rated fullbacks. I'm not sure who you're referring to there because the left-back they've had, he's just about emerging in world football right now, Raum. And on the right side...
Just want to cut you 1 second, Stefan. Who was in the Bundesliga team of the 11 last season?
No, I'm not saying he's not, he hasn't had a good year, but I'm saying he's just emerging onto the world stage. I don't think anyone necessarily would have him in even the top 15 left backs in the world, but he's a good player. I'm not saying he's not, but on the right side, for example, they went with Kerrer. They played Sewell out there at right back at sometimes. In the final game, they went with Joshua Kimmich. I don't think they even actually brought an out and out right back apart from those three, and I think that's a problem area for them. Overall, I just think, yes, there's some good components there, but they're not at the stage of their rebuild where they have a fully cohesive team that would, win a World Cup, for example. I definitely did think this was the group of death, maybe because I regard Japan a lot higher than a lot of people when it comes to world football, and that's come to hurt me in past iterations of the World Cup. But I did think this was going to be a challenging group for both Spain and Germany. I'm not totally surprised to see one of them going home, but I do agree somewhat with what you're saying in regards to quote unquote being unlucky, because for the most part, I do think Germany were they were fairly good for the majority of this tournament. I think key moments just came back to haunt them. They didn't take their chances when they had, and just to throw it out there, they played Thomas Muller too much.
It's funny, I switched on Giroud. I always thought Thomas Muller was a good team player. I never thought he was a special player like he was. The last few years actually improved as an individual, while the rest of the teams, while his team displays in terms of Germany have gone down. It's just a coincidence. I don't want to stick too much on Germany because we have some other things to talk about. But all of that, when I looked at them, I really honestly felt like Germany was a team to beat. Like when we look at the teams, the best teams that realistically can win. Like I think they're better than Argentina talent-wise, I think they're better than England talent-wise, I think they're better than Brazil talent-wise. Like we talk about Germany, oh, you talk about that. Like what does Brazil really have that Germany doesn't have? They have Richarlison who hasn't scored a goal all year in the Premier League. Right? They have
So
Rafinha who I don't rate. Well, maybe it's me because I don't rate much of their players that highly. Right. Obviously, I rate
maybe.
organization and their system and their natural ability, but their individualism, I'm not really with them. Their fullbacks, I
Sure.
don't rate. Thiago Silva is way past his best. Fred isn't what he used to be. Casemiro is a very good football player, but he's not what he was 3 years ago. Rafinha, I don't think he's very good. And Richarlison, you talk about that top 15. Would he make top 15? He wouldn't make any top 20 list in the EPL. Right?
Sure.
Vinicius,
Just
okay.
to push back on that, let me push back on that immediately. You named three teams right there that you said Germany talent wise have a better squad. Sure, but I don't think talent necessarily is what wins in the World Cup. I think in international football, systems and cohesion and just having a set defined plan that you have mastered to the best of your ability is what really wins a World Cup. Does Germany have more talented players than Argentina? Sure, but Argentina also have a 0.0001% chance of winning the World Cup. So that's not saying much. Argentina have no chance of winning this World Cup. Did they have more talent than England? I don't necessarily think when it comes to England or Brazil, Germany is that much more talented. And when it comes to the system aspect of it, I think both of those teams are more settled than Germany. So I would have actually had them over them as well.
I look at how Germany controls and pass the ball and dream that England could do that. But maybe I'm being too anti-England because it's too close to
Sure. No,
home.
I mean, I think you have a like for the style that they play in. That kind of thing is something that you would envision, you'd love to see England do, but I'd like to remind you, the France didn't win the World Cup by being stylistically attractive. That usually never wins the World Cup. It's more about being sound and solid than having a system that you know that is gonna get you the results when the time comes. The only team that I've seen win international football playing attractive football is Spain, really. I don't even think the Germany team was that attractive to watch when they won.
Well, yeah, that is true. You could make that same with the exception of the Brazil game and they had a Portugal game. They were in and out. They had weaknesses, the 2014 teams. It seems as if the teams that they had that went on that run of finals and semifinals and eventually capping it off with a World Cup seemed to always get the breaks. Like teams would miss the chances and they would eventually score the chances. And that's just
Yep,
not
sure.
happening now. All
Agreed.
right.
But that's enough on Germany. Enough of Germany.
So I have some questions for you. You don't know what my questions are. You can come back with me, come back with any questions. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure, I'll go with mine first, you know. My question for you is, it's going to be centered on Belgium. Do you think this Belgian team, the golden generation of Belgium, has failed? Because I see a lot of pushback on that right now. So what is your views on the Belgian German golden generation and their perceived failure versus success?
Well, the Belgium golden era is from 2014, 2018. Anything after that was no longer golden. It was bronze to copper.
Yes.
Because they're old. I thought that the golden generation failed in 2016. That's where I
Okay.
thought they failed. 2016, that team was really good and they just choked it away and they lost to Wales and they lost Italy in the early round. That is definition of failure, right? You don't get much worse than that, right? 2018, they maxed out. I thought they got a result against Brazil, which they shouldn't have gotten. They overcame a Japan team, ding ding ding, your team, that you like so much. And they lost to a French team where everything was going right for them. They were even with France, but France's style of play, being able to soak up pressure and have spells of using their quick one-touch passing and speed and getting star players in the right position at certain times, and they scored on a set piece goal. They lost, they came third. To me, that was it. Failing in 2016, 2014, I felt that they were better than Argentina, but that game being in South America, and it was the first tournament for that team, I understand why they didn't win, right? So you were looking at a 4 year. So I wouldn't say that they failed. What I would say that Belgium has failed is that they were unable to supplant this golden generation to make, instead of it being just 4 years, made it be a bit longer.
Yeah, I agree with
So
you there.
that's my
That's what I've been saying too. I don't necessarily think the Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard team that 4 years. I think they were a success, really and truly. On the balance of things, I think you would look back on that generation and think it was successful. They came third in a World Cup. They previously had horrible record in the World Cup, and they came third within 4 years. I would say that they were a success. I think a lot of people who are looking at them now, saying that they failed at this World Cup, are being a little bit ridiculous, because I put it this way: everyone's saying it's a surprise that Belgium are not out of the first round. For me, surprise is something that makes my jaw drop. It's something that I say, "Wow, I could never have seen that happening." And my prediction for the Canada versus Belgium game was that Canada could have beaten them. So if that's my thought, obviously I don't think Belgium is very good, right? Because that's the worst team in the group. So I'm not surprised that they dropped out early. But I just wanted your views on Belgium. I think Belgium, Martinez will look back on his time with success in his eyes, and he can move on, and hopefully Belgium can recreate something moving forward.
You know about England question, but I'm going to save that for my last question, right?
Sure.
So the first question, is Brazil better without Neymar?
Absolutely not. That's stupidity. There's
Really?
no possible way that they're better without Neymar. I don't think that. What? That is that real? I feel that's a wasted question, David. I feel that's a wasted
No,
question.
because
But
that is a popular question that I wanted to see where your head was at.
yeah.
So it leads into this question: will Brazil win the World Cup without Neymar? Because it's likely he's not going to play.
If Neymar is out of the rest of the World Cup, my view is that Brazil will not win. I said before the tournament that I believe this tournament is a lot closer than it has ever been. I did pick Brazil as a team I believe will win, but without Neymar, their chances dramatically reduced for me. I think they're a good team. They have a lot of good attacking players, but even in that first game, everything is played through Neymar correctly. By the way, you should always play through your best player, and I thought that he was able to make a lot of space for Vinicius to finally take advantage of. Without that, I don't see where that creative plug comes from in the team. So without Neymar, I don't believe they have a chance. And you're right. A lot of Brazilian fans, I don't know what it is, the disrespect that Neymar gets, and it's very infuriating to me. A lot of Brazilian fans, after the news came out that he would miss the second round, a lot of them are coming to me saying, "But we don't need Neymar. We don't rely on Neymar. Neymar isn't important to our team." And this is how I know that Jamaican fans really aren't Brazilian fans, because that is an actually stupid viewpoint. Neymar is incredibly important to Brazil, and he'll be incredibly important in regards to if they win this tournament or not.
Without question. All right, that was just wanted your view on it. Continue. Your question for me.
My next question for you now is, how happy are you with Gareth Southgate?
Before tournament, I call him Slow Brain. I'd talk to you after the Senegal game. Right now, he's done everything right. With the exception, the only problem I had with him was going into the Wales game. He played Jude Bellingham. He played Henderson. He played Declan Rice. I felt like he should have rested Jude Bellingham. And I don't know why you're playing two defensive midfielders against Wales. I didn't understand. I was 100% behind Gareth Southgate in what he did in the America game. If you were watching that game with me, I was saying the same thing. There was a 60th minute. I honestly, people might think I'm arrogant, people might think I'm whatever. I really feel like I know all of these English players inside out, footballing wise. In the 60th minute, I was saying we in trouble. We in big trouble. We just can't lose this game. We just cannot lose this game. And I felt like they took a shot over to Gareth Southgate, and I felt like we had a secret, we had something going on. And I felt like, well, simple. We're gonna lock up the midfield. We're gonna close this game down. We're gonna bring on Jack Grealish. I was screaming that on. We're gonna kill this game. Maybe we'll get a set piece. Maybe we'll get a long shot or something. We get that one chance and we'll win the game. But we know for a fact we ain't losing the game, right? And I thought that was good. I felt the Iran game was trickier than people was gonna give him credit for credit. That's a game where you win, no one cares. You lose, no
Everybody
one cares.
cares.
Yeah, you know, yeah, everyone cares.
Yeah.
So Harry Maguire has worked out so far. So yeah, I haven't had any issue. My only issue with Gareth Southgate is why has England not been able to improve their one-touch passing skills? The United States basically said to England, "You're gonna have to beat us." Doing something we don't think you can do consistently. The weakest part of your game, if you can do that, you're gonna kill us. If England had better one-touch passing skills, I honestly believe they beat USA for love because they had the ability to open in passing. But the fear, I saw Guillaume Balague say this, England's fear of mind, and being unable to commit to it over and over again. I just don't understand how it is. Saka, and I remember Saka towards when before just before it started, he over and over again he was trying the same things and it just couldn't work. And then I saw him, throw up his hands in frustration. I just don't understand, like, why is it not working? And I just couldn't understand. I was like, how have they not improved this element of their game?
But
Southgate so far has done
is that
well.
a so sorry, just to jump in, is that a Southgate and England thing to improve, or is it just the reality of the players he has? Can the players just not do that?
How can they not do that, Stefan?
I
How
mean, they're
can they
English.
not do that?
They're
But
English footballers who aren't
these
educated
guys,
in certain things.
how have they not? They must have a system. There must be something that they can do to improve that. You can't tell me that Saka, only person that seemed capable of doing it was Harry Kane, right? How is Jude Bellingham with all of his touches and skills can't play one touch? Can't
That's
play
just
half of
a,
the one.
as I'm saying, maybe that's just a result of the education that these footballers have gotten. It's just
They
like
have all the
no, but
education.
it's
They
like,
have.
no, it's like, hold on, it's like you always say, like when it comes to like the Dutch or the Belgians or even the Brazilians, like even the most average of them have a certain level of technical ability that's just based on their football education. Is that possibly just a result of England's football education that they lack certain things? On a
Yes,
general,
and
on a
that's
general
what
scale, I
have
mean,
forced
hold on,
them.
on a general
Yeah.
scale, I mean, like maybe you have the one or two English players that can do a certain thing. For example, I've always said that one of the reasons why Foden doesn't replicate what he does for Man City in the England shirt is because he just doesn't have the teammates in the England team to be able to facilitate what he needs. So I'm just wondering, is that just as a result of English football and education? Generally, they just don't have those type of players.
I think stylistically, Foden is different than the English players. Like if Foden was in Brazil, if Foden was in, not Brazil, sorry, it was in Spain, he'd more fit what they wanted to do. And it leads me to wonder if Musiala was English, would he, how would it look
So
with him?
that's where I was
Okay.
going with that, Nick,
But
with that question.
where I would say I blame Southgate is that he's coached them for 5, 6 years. This is something that he's had plenty of time to
Yeah.
counteract.
All
How to
right, yeah, sure.
counteract weakness? He's
Wait,
had 5 years.
yeah. That Musiala point is pretty much where I was getting at, because I was discussing it yesterday with another coach, and I was basically saying Musiala is so good. Like there's no denying that. But if he had committed to England, would he even be in the position he is right now? And on the flip side of that, Foden, if he was German, I think he would walk straight into that first 11 and be excellent with Musiala.
You imagine if Musiala, Bellingham, and Foden and Saka. I don't think, I just don't know how they would fit. Like, not fit, like, we would try. Anyway, it don't make sense to talk about hypothetical, but
All right,
it's just
all
one
right, cool.
thing here. Foden didn't, not coming on again. USA, I wasn't angry. I called someone after. I'm like, yo, we in trouble. We need, sometimes it's better to just get a point, win the group, move on, right? We don't have to get into this bravado of, yo, we have to beat America.
Yeah,
Foden is
for
going to
sure.
come on the game. It's going to take time. He's losing possession. He's going to try things. Yes, it might work, but it might cause us to lose the game, right? It's a risk not worth taking just to say, oh, we beat America. Yeah,
Yeah.
sometimes we don't have to have a pissing contest to prove a better than America. I know England is better than America. I know they have better players. If you don't want to agree, hey, whatever, that's up to you, right?
Yeah.
But we're one thing. So far I'm okay. So to answer your
All
question, but if he loses to Senegal,
right.
it won't be funny. It won't be nice.
All right, I hear you. Next question then. Your question.
Next question. Last question for you. Who's gonna win the World Cup? Can you tell me Argentina is not going to win and Brazil not gonna win with Neymar? So who's gonna win the World Cup, Stefan? We've seen every team play.
As I said even before the tournament, this is probably the closest World Cup we've had where there's no outright winner. I think the last three I predicted maybe in a year in advance who would win. We're going into the second round starting what tomorrow, and I have no idea who's going to win the World Cup, David. I really don't. I was silently confident in Spain up until yesterday. Because I like what they're doing for the most part. I think they have good players. I think the system was coming together, and they looked like they were starting to find goals, especially even in the first half of the Japan game. I said, yes, my pick looks good. Even Morata is scoring regularly. But no, that Japan result concerned me. So I'm going to be a little bit devious and slightly go another way. Honestly, I think France are going to take it again. I think they're just going to lock shop and just go all the way. If Neymar is out, I think France is just going to lock shop and take it all the way.
Well, just to your Spain point, I think Spain has the same issue that we've seen Manchester City have in the UEFA Champions League. They can dominate 70% of a game, but they're in that 30% where it goes from gray to you have spells where you're just not on top. They just seem to concede.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to hold on. And that is what has happened. That is the weakness in this Spanish team. 10 minutes every game, they're going to get hit. Team going to press them, team going to use some pace, going to push them a little bit deeper, make them a little uncomfortable. And for some reason, they concede. They give up too many good chances.
Yeah.
That's how it's always said about Manchester City in the Champions. I always feel like they're going to give up good chances, no matter how dominant they are. And I
Yeah.
think that is the way it's in Spain. France, of course, France. They are the best at being able to manage a game no matter how low. I think the best thing to say about France is for a team that doesn't need to dominate possession, they sure know how to create shooting opportunities. They know how to
Yeah.
get 20 shots a game. And that's what I
Yep.
would say. And they know how to relieve pressure. But I just don't see how a team without Benzema, without Pogba, without Kante, is going to win. I really don't. But that's why, if England don't win this World Cup, when them planning on winning one?
Yep.
And you're
You
talking about
see,
all teams at home. I think what has happened in football is the best, like every name, like Netherlands best 11 and etc., and like USA best 11. USA's best 11 can compete with the Netherlands best 11, can compete with England, etc., the Japan's, etc. What has happened in football is the bigger nations just have much more of those type of players. They can produce 100 of them, whereas the Japans and USA can produce 12 or so, right? So they have enough to just compete in these sporadic tournaments. Because I was thinking about it. Okay, who's going to beat Brazil? Is America going to beat Brazil? Is Netherlands going to beat Brazil? You look at it, is Croatia going to beat Brazil? I feel like it was one of those things where because these teams, each team is so flawed, each team has, issues in certain areas where you can clearly see that they can lose. It's gonna be a raffle. Like you score, I miss, you win. I even think that about with England and Senegal. I really do. England should beat Senegal because they don't have their two best players. So England should beat them. So that's that though.
Look, you see, with the France thing and the missing players, etc., up until the start of the tournament, so the first couple before the tournament, I was like, you know what? No Benzema, no Kante, no Pogba. I have a suspicion that England are going to get past them. But then the tournament started, and Griezmann is playing, like, I know you're not the biggest fan of him, but Griezmann's playing well. Mbappe looks like he's on it. Mbappe looks like he's very much on it. And I think that's one of the reasons Mbappe is on it, is the fact that Benzema is not there. So that frees him up to actually have that role. And I just
I
think
think
as
the
a
reason why Mbappe is on it is that he didn't score in the Euros and just a lot of averages he's going to score here.
I don't think it's
That's
that simple. I think there's more to it. I think he didn't score the Euros because Benzema was there. I'm going to die on that hill. Leave me alone. But the point is, I think France just have that settled team, regardless of the injuries, their philosophy and their system. It's just settled. They know what they need to do. And usually, as I say, when it comes to tournament football, the boring, simplistic, solid approach usually triumphs. And I just don't know if I have England to pick them anymore.
Well, let England beat Senegal first before we talk about France. Yeah, because it ain't a
All right.
guarantee England beat Senegal.
Fair enough, but as I said, I'm just as of right now, my pick for starting second round, I'm gonna say France are gonna win the World Cup. But you haven't answered who's gonna win the World Cup either, so you have to tell me. You got it wrong
Well,
once, so you're gonna get it wrong
I got it
twice.
one wrong, so now I have a second chance.
Yes.
Obviously I can't beat England because England is my team. So I obviously want them to win. Portugal looks like they have the team that can do it. They were a team that I had in my top five before, kind of dropped them out. So far they look good. As much as I don't like Brazil, you know what? I'm just gonna say Argentina. As long as they don't play England, I think Argentina, maybe it's actually Messi's turn. Argentina or Portugal to win. One or the other.
Interesting.
I'm thinking. There's no. I should give you a better analysis. Here's what. I'm just gonna straight up. England's gonna win the World Cup. How about that? England is going to win the World Cup. They have the best starting lineup. They have been together for the longest. France don't have their best players. Brazil may not have Neymar. Argentina has just as an older Messi. Portugal is a team that are fair. Spain is a team that are fair. Spain is a team that I would want to say, but I feel like England can get them. And now me saying that, look for England to lose to Senegal 2-1 or 1 some nonsense like that.
Yeah,
But yeah.
so you went with the analytical approach first and went with Germany, and that didn't turn out well, so you're gonna go with the fan
But
approach and
now
go
I'm
with
going with the
England.
heart. Now I'm going with the broken heart. I'm trying to put the broken heart together. The heart is in my hand. I'm putting that together. So that is that though. L lastly though, Stefan, well, I remember saying this after the America game. Going into it, I was like, yeah, England, going into it, I was a little nervous, but then you break it down like England's gonna win. But I was nervous. European teams, we look at history, always struggle outside of Europe against sides like America, etc. Maybe they might chip a 1-0. but there's always issues. Fast athletic teams that can really and truly get up and cause confusion always give these European teams outside of Europe problems. So I wasn't really surprised at that. You know what I'm saying? You
Yeah,
know?
pretty interesting so far. I love that we've done this whole podcast and not really spoken about Argentina or the Netherlands, but
I think
maybe.
Portugal is a team we should talk about more, you know, like Portugal, they got lucky against Ghana, but they still scored 3 goals. Granted, the penalty was BS. And they were able to beat Uruguay. And they have talented players, they have the ability to keep the ball. Yeah, Portugal is really the team we should be talking about, but
I
I hate
agree with
them
you,
and
but
talk about them.
I don't hate them per se, but I definitely do think they have a team capable of creating some little interesting scenarios. I don't really like them because of the fact that Ronaldo is still their center forward. I think if they had gotten rid of him, I'd have them higher up on my list. I don't particularly think he's played well in any of the games so far, but Bruno Fernandes seems to have turned up at this tournament, so I'll give him credit for that.
It looks like they're going to play. It looks I Spain is going to play Morocco. I think Spain beats them. Portugal will move on, and they'll look like there'll be a collision course between Portugal and Spain. If charcoal, I think Spain should be the favorites in that game. But if Portugal manages to come out of that game, then they play the winner of France and England, and that well I already have England beating Senegal. Right. If it's France and England, right? Whoever wins that game, the emotions that's gonna tick out of them. That semi-final game, I think, might be tougher than the final game for them. Because if England wins to beat France, even though I don't think this France team is that, just the name France, the world champions, how we think of them, the emotion. And I think for France to beat England, they're gonna have to play extremely. They're gonna have to use all their pace, all their tricks, etc. It's going to be an emotional game. There's a rivalry there. That's one of the reasons I don't like French players, right? So there's a rivalry, there's a jealousy there. But England type, this is going to take a lot out. So yeah, that is something like I can imagine. And that's why I was a little upset about Spain ending up on this side of the bracket, because for England to beat France and then potentially a Spain or a Portugal, rough, rough, extremely rough. But we deal with
Fair
that
enough.
if we beat Senegal. Senegal is going to not be a
England are going to
no
beat Senegal, David.
no
Stop
game.
it. Stop it. They're going to beat Senegal.
Unless England is playing like, I don't know, Trinidad or something like that. I'm always going to be worried, you know? So
You
there's
are
that.
ridiculous. If England, I mean, I have pissed off a lot of people this World Cup with my dislike for Senegal or France D, as I call them, since half of their team was born in France. And they shut me up by qualifying for the second round, but there's no way that Senegal are getting past England. I don't care what anyone says. This World Cup has shown some surprises. It's been interesting. It's been fun. But if England lose to Senegal, I will stop talking about football.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. All right, Stefan. It's good catching up with you. I look forward to talking with you, hopefully after England wins.
All right, let's do
Hopefully.
it. Podcast right after England wins.
Yes, all right. If they lose, you won't hear from me for a little while, you
Well, if they lose, I'm not allowed to talk about football anymore, so we
know.
both have some
Podcast.
stake.
The podcast
Oh
over.
boy. It won't come to that. We'll
Yes.
talk soon.
All right, Stefan, peace.